I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Couple practice notes from the Miami Dolphins today. Mike McDaniel did speak to the media. Tyreek Hill back at practice today. Devon Achane was at practice as well. He didn't necessarily practice, but he was out there shooting the bleep with Tyreek, Jalen Waddle. At least he was present.
Right?
They got a whole nother week, right? Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I keep getting fooled. I was like, oh, it's Thursday. I got to get into some of these suicide pools. And then I was like, oh, wait, one more week. Right. Starts 1 week from tonight. You got Thursday night football 1 week from tonight.
Oh. I know.
I love this time of year.
Oh, my goodness. My wife isn't a big fan, but I love it.
My wife loves it. I'm out of pocket for a few months. I don't need anything from her.
They play every night. Yeah, man, this MACtion on Tuesday. They're
really
pretty good teams.
There really are games. And like next week, you've got the Thursday night game. Then OG the second is in the Friday night game from Brazil. Like, it is about to ramp up, man. Starting at 5:30 tonight with USF.
Yes, sir.
We're calling them a college football team again.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh,
who they play tonight? I don't even know.
Boise, who's ranked 25th in the nation.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
They're going to run off the field.
They host Boise. Remember, Boise lost Ashton Gentry, who was, I think, responsible for 99.8% of their offense a season ago.
Their offense.
You know what? And I have a bad taste in my mouth about USF because we were up in Tampa recently for my daughter's basketball thing. They run you off of their lakes. Like, I'm with my son. I'm not selling drugs. I can't just fish a little bit. They run you away from all their lakes.
You run people off your lake all the time, you said.
Private lake. It's private lake.
I'll read you
Doesn't Miami play USF this year?
Yeah, week three. Yeah. Remember they played them last year at USF, and oh, that was the upset alert. Oh, upset alert. Oh, the Bulls are going to take out Miami. And Cam Ward went in there, and by the third quarter, everybody had left that stadium. That was a USF Bull fan, every single person, including Josh Appel.
So week four, the Canes and the Gators play. Y'all play y'all tough opponent week one, Notre Dame. We play week three against LSU. The other two are peanut vendors that were both playing. So we can go into week 4-3-0. That's when it would be something
fun. Well, I'm not calling USF a peanut vendor. That's not Long Island University. Didn't USF, was it last season that they hung with Alabama for like three quarters?
No, that was 8 years ago.
No, I think it was last season.
They're peanut vendors.
They are not a peanut vendor.
By the way, one more Dolphins note, and then I'll read you some of the other college football games tonight. Jalen Wright had a small procedure, according to Mike McDaniel, and he's going to be out. Could be back in September, according to McCoachin.
On what?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Lower body, I'm scared. Upper body, who cares?
I mean, it could have been a filling.
He had a root canal and he's missing a week?
You just said it was a procedure, right?
Small procedure is all we know.
Small procedure. Could have had a tattoo. Who knows? Be anything.
NFL coaches aren't announcing root canals and tattoos.
Well, maybe he doesn't know. I mean, you know Mike McDaniel. Anything goes in that organization.
Meeting starts about 7, 7:20, 7:40. Whenever you want to show up, just come
I'll
on.
I'll be through. There
tomorrow. Yesterday, Leo Messi scored the go-ahead goal in the 87th minute of the League's Cup semifinal, and then you had another goal in stoppage time to seal the victory. Inter Miami is back in the League's Cup final.
All right, very cool.
Awesome scenes at Chase Stadium yesterday.
Was it packed?
Slammed.
Yeah, sold out.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, Los Modelins open up a three-game series. Actually, today's Thursday. Four-game series on the road at the New York Mets. Here we go. Here's the
this USF game on TV, by the way?
Yes. ESPN, 5:30. It's in South Florida at Raymond James.
All right.
In South Florida?
Yeah, it's in
South Florida.
It's not in South Florida. Oh, I was about to say Tampa. Yeah. That's Raymond James. It's Tampa, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the name of the school?
I know. It's a weird name because it's not really South Florida.
No. That's why I got confused.
Mm. The dumb name.
It is.
Because they won't let a son and their father fish in a lake in the middle of nowhere.
Not certain that has anything to do with it, but it never works.
Museum of Science and Industry. Nobody wants to go to that garbage.
Also, naming yourself the Bulls. Like, come on. There's the Chicago Bulls already. It could have been a little bit
more
creative.
And what does that have to do with Tampa?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Are there Bulls in Tampa?
No Bulls in Tampa. I lived in Tampa 10 years. Never saw a Bull. Should be called the Mosquitoes is what they should be called.
Because even, like, I remember when the Florida Panthers were named. I was unaware that there were Panthers in Florida. Did anyone else know this?
Yeah.
You knew there were Panthers?
Well, you know, I go out there with out there to those little hunting camps and all out in the middle of the Everglades, yeah.
You've not seen Panthers out there? You're not hunting Panthers, though.
No, but they have Panthers on Green Glades West and East. The Ron Bergeron, he owns all this land in the middle of nowhere. And they have, like, pet Panthers. That's why I knew. I just had
when I
know.
Drive up to Tampa to see my son at UT, there's billboards for like boar hunting, wild boar hunting, like that. I know, but what does a bull have to do with South Florida? And by the way, South Florida is not even in South Florida. But like, what does a bull have to do with it?
They're heavy. There's no cowboys in Tampa,
right? I don't understand. I don't I don't know. I don't get it. If you're talking about, there's already a team and whatever, I mean, you're FIU Panthers, Solana. There's kind of a Panthers team already.
FIU.
Like, what are they?
The FIU Panthers were the Panthers before the Florida Panthers.
No, they were the Golden Panthers.
Yeah, there's none of those down here.
By the way, Hawk, not your fault, truthfully, that you didn't know Panthers existed here. They are endangered. Tough to see them. You almost never see them here. It's like they don't even exist.
How many Panthers are left in the state of Florida?
17.
I've seen him probably 30 times. It might have been the same one just running a circle, though.
There's estimated, according to AI Overview on Google, there's estimated to be 120 to 230 adult Florida panthers in the wild. With
That's it?
Core breeding population primarily located in Southwest Florida.
Oh, by the Bergeron Ranch. There you go.
Not that way, yeah. I'm telling you. There's a panther that just walks around the same island.
Bro, last night, got home a little late, grabbing some stuff out of the trunk. Family of raccoons just comes walking right up to my car. I'm there. I'm like, what do I do? So I just,
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
And they just ran away. They ran away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you got to run away.
Man.
But they were, they seemed friendly. Like they were just coming to say what's up.
Oh, rabies. You probably have rabies right now.
Well, bite the hell out of you. They're not endangered.
Raccoons are mean.
And nasty little jokers. Well, I catch them all the time in our backyard by our garbage cans.
Oh, look at that. Jimmy just said, in the 1960s, students and leaders at USF reasoned that since Florida was a cattle-raising state, a bull would be fitting as a mascot, similar to the Texas Longhorns.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
I don't associate Florida with cattle raising. I might be wrong.
I think those students and leaders were high.
It's a marijuana state or something. There's no one says, let me go to Florida to get buy some cattle.
Wow. AI Overview. Yes, Florida has a long and significant history as a cattle-raising state. We all just might be stupid.
But cattle-raising versus bulls being walking around. Are there any bulls walking around in any state?
No, they're all owned by people. I watch Yellowstone.
There's no wild bulls?
No, I'm a professional at this. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner.
Right. No, I will give you the floor on that because like I'm the aviation expert on the show because of the shows that I watch. Yeah.
They brand them so they know what cow.
So there's no wild bulls.
What's a bull?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask, but what is that? That's a cow?
A male cow.
A male cow.
Mm-hmm. Boy cow.
Mm-hmm.
And then a female cow is?
Cow.
A cow.
What's a steer?
Great question.
Big bull.
You sure
so
about
one
that?
Of the bigger boys, Debo.
Yeah, yeah. The bully bull is the steer.
Really?
Huh. Mm. What's a heifer?
Now, what about the Miami Marlins? Are there Marlins in South Florida?
High school girlfriend.
I was launching a great easy joke there. No one dug it. And I said, what is a female cow? And nobody went for it.
Marlins?
Are there Marlin in South Florida?
Yes, yeah. There's Marlin.
Yeah.
Billfish. Talked about this. Marlin, swordfish, sailfish. Yeah. All
but they're in, like, it makes sense to be the Miami Marlins?
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Let me just go through all the teams here. Definitely is hot down here, so the heat works. And the Dolphins, they still around?
Yes.
They're still Dolphins?
This is a bunch of Dolphins. Huh?
What's the difference between a dolphin and a porpoise?
Nose length.
Really?
No, that's not true. Okay. No, it's really not. This is my expertise, marine biology. Goes. Marine biology happens to be my
also
expertise.
Also, porpoise pod.
He's a marine
and
biologist.
I was the host of the porpoise pod.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no such thing as just like dolphin. That's just a generic term. There's different types of dolphins. The dolphin that we're accustomed to seeing, Flipper, or the dolphin's mascot, is a bottlenose dolphin. A porpoise is just another type of dolphin, or dolphin. Bottlenose dolphin is another type of porpoise.
And when you say the dolphin we're accustomed to seeing, Flipper, has Flipper been seen since the 70s?
Well, the conditions at the Miami Seaquarium are a little questionable. So that's a good point by you, Hawk.
Is that where Flipper was?
Yeah. They filmed it at the Miami Seaquarium.
It's over for him.
Interesting. What's the lifespan of a dolphin?
Say, pretty good amount.
Yeah. Pretty good.
They live a good life. 50 plus years, easy.
So really? All dolphins are porpoises.
Yes.
Oh. To learn something, thank you.
I think. Are all dolphins porpoises?
What about if you go further north, like to Tampa,
damn,
the Buccaneers?
Never mind. No, not all dolphins are porpoises.
And they also live 6 years.
They are separate groups of marine mammals within the toothed whale suborder. The key differences include dolphins' pointed cone-shaped teeth and beaks versus porpoises' flat spade-shaped teeth and blunt. Well, I was basically right.
It's the beak. I told you, it's the beak and the face.
Damn.
Buccaneers are pirates.
Right. Were there any in Florida?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were?
Yep.
Back in the day, yeah, they came. Tampa was a big Tampa Bay they'd bring the ships into. I know this. I lived in Tampa.
Yeah. Huh. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean. Captain Barbossa.
Yeah. I saw Captain Phillips.
Good movie.
Somali pirates.
That makes you the master of Somali pirates?
I feel like I know a little bit of something about pirates, which is why I was curious if they were ever in Florida.
Yeah. I just know, like, the pirates had automatic weapons. They had big hoses. Why didn't they have a little more something to protect themselves?
Seemed silly.
I'm going to spray a hose at you? Give me a super soaker. This guy has an AK. I was upset by their security program.
And then the Jaguars. Are there Jaguars in Florida?
I don't think so.
Then why'd they call them the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Mm-hmm. Same drunk people over in Tampa named them.
No, there are no wild jaguars currently living in Florida.
Were there ever?
I'm reading.
I know y'all don't want to give us credit, but UF has the most amazing Florida name of all.
Or gators.
If you think of Florida, the first animal pops in your mind is a gator.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mm. What is it?
Cat.
A domesticated cat?
Yeah, tabby. All right, do we have anything else? I just don't know what happened here.
Those are your sports headlines.
No, the The animal I think of most, of course, is the Flanagan's duck.
Right. What's the official state animal of Florida? Isn't it like a it's a bird, isn't it?
I think it might be a panther.
I would guess panther.
It is, yeah. The Florida panther is the state animal of Florida.
There's bobcats in Davie.
Really?
Yeah. They're ugly little jokers, too. They have a real big head, a little tiny body, like they should fall over.
Can you survive a bobcat strike? Like, yeah, can a human survive a bobcat strike?
100%. Absolutely not. Nope.
Hawk, I see them. They're like 15 pounds. They're tiny little jokers.
Yeah.
You're talking about a schnauzer. I'm talking about a bobcat.
Bobcats are not, I was surprised
you
how small.
You can't survive a bobcat attack.
Hawk, I'll smack his face and he's going to run under a tree.
A bobcat.
A bobcat. Hawk, I see them.
No, you don't.
I see them in that. There's a wildlife preserve round the corner. You'll see them walking at night. They're little,
the ones that end up at the reserves are the weaklings that can't. I mean, those are like special needs bobcats.
So that wasn't his head. That was a helmet they put on him.
It's like going to see the, a turtle rescue place. You go, oh, these turtles or whatever. Yeah, think about who ends up at the turtle rescue place. The dumb ones who eat a straw.
I love how Crowder lives around the corner from everything. Just in this segment, he lives around the corner from the Everglades. He lives around the corner from a bobcat preserve. Like, you're just, I didn't know Davie was the epicenter of everything in Florida.
Look at that. Jimmy says, a human can survive an encounter with a bobcat, as attacks are extremely rare and bobcats are not considered a major threat to humans.
It's a pug. Could a pug kill you?
Oh, it's not a pug. I don't think you guys know what a bobcat is.
It's 15 to 30 pounds. It's a little babe. It's tiny.
I don't think so.
I think I could take Kemba Walker.
If you have a broom, the bobcat couldn't even get to you.
Now, what am I going to be doing with a broom?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.